Quiet now. Stay calm. I know this time of day is usually reserved for your relaxation sessions, but I've rearranged your schedule. Nurse, please prepare the medication while the orderlies secure the patient. Gentlemen, please remove the patient's clothing. Yes, all of it. And please ensure the restraints are properly aligned. I don't want his skin damaged if he struggles. Now. The restraints are for your own safety, not a punishment. The doctor won't be joining us. He has given me permission to take over your care, as his caseload is quite strenuous. So I'll be administering your treatments from now on. I asked you to prepare the medication, not question my role. Please, do feel free to take up the doctor's precious time by confirming his delegation of a single case to an experienced nurse who also happens to be the matron of this sanitarium. I'm sure he'd be happy to discuss it at length with you over his piles of work. Now do your job and give the patient the medication.
Shh, it's all right. It's just a tonic to help the treatment succeed. You want to be well, don't you?
Of course you do. And I want you to be well. So, swallow the medicine, and we'll get on with your journey to wellness. That's a good boy. The rest of you may leave now. Return to your posts. I'll send for you once the treatment is complete. I know the table isn't the most comfortable of pieces, but this room is the most ideal place for your treatment. Quiet, clean, and far enough away from the rest of the sanitarium that we won't be bothered. I know it's difficult to find a quiet moment in this place, but I wanted to do something kind for you. You see, I've taken a special interest in your case. In you. Can you feel the touch of my fingertips against your skin? Just here, at your shoulder? Good. I'm going to continue stroking your skin very lightly so that I can gauge your reaction. We can't begin the treatment until I'm sure you're ready. You may not remember this, but I was the one to care for you the first night you arrived. You were out of your mind with fever, ranting and raving. You had to be restrained that night, too. But I stayed by your side all night with a cool cloth, making sure the fever broke before I ended my shift. There was just something about you that piqued my curiosity. Do you feel my fingers at your sternum here? Your heart is beating so quickly. That may be the tonic beginning to work, or it may be your own excitement. That's what we're going to treat, dear boy. Your rampant excitability. The doctor hasn't been able to find a treatment regimen that works, but I have a feeling I know exactly what you need. Don't worry. I've studied your files thoroughly. Even before I took over your treatment, I would pore over the doctor's notes about you, memorizing every detail. I've been present at every appointment you've had with the doctor. I've even switched my shifts sometimes, coming into work at night, so I could steal into your room to monitor your sleep. There's just something captivating about you. How do my fingers feel against your abdomen? I can see the goose flesh rising on your skin. The medication will help arouse every inch of your body. Make it sensitive to my touch. No, don't turn your head away. This is a medical procedure, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. Your body reacting this way is perfectly natural. In fact, the procedure requires that you're stimulated to such a degree. Now, I'm going to do an examination of your body. I need you to tell me how each touch feels. If you aren't able to speak, a noise will suffice. I need to know which areas of your body are most sensitive. I'll start here, with your feet. Just the barest of touches against the tops of your feet. And moving up toward your shins. How does that feel? And now onto your knees. And then your thighs. Your thighs are quite sensitive, aren't they? I thought they might be. Interesting. Continuing up, I'm going to gently graze my fingers over your shaft. It's quite erect already. It seems the medication is working. You're doing so well. I know this is unlike any treatment you've ever had, but sometimes that's what we must do to move science forward. We must try new things. I'm going to move my fingers up over your abdomen again. It seems the goose flesh has subsided, but your breathing has increased. And your chest. Very good. Your reactions are in line with what I anticipated. Your throat. And your jaw. Gliding the pads of my fingers over your lips. What a wonderful reaction. I must remember to note that down. And to finish, I'm just going to run my fingers through your hair, gently scratching your scalp with my nails. Very good. Let me just... I need to record this treatment as thoroughly as possible. Now, tell me, how do you feel after my examination? Wonderful. No, I'm afraid that's only the beginning of the treatment, pet. We must make sacrifices to obtain the outcomes we desire. And you desire to be well, don't you? Of course you do. Try not to pull at the restraints too much. I don't want you to hurt yourself. Are you uncomfortable? Yes. I can see the sweat beginning to build on your skin. You are quite aroused. I'm so pleased. That indicates the medication is working at full capacity. You see, this treatment aims to physically flush all the mania from your body, and we can only achieve that if the body is fully aroused and the excitement is at the surface. The next step is to manually stimulate you. I'm going to put my hand around your member and begin to slowly stroke you. It's perfectly fine to make any noises you feel compelled to make. You need to let go and let every bit of excitement work its way to the surface. No one will be bothering us, no matter how loud you are. You know how it is in here. Screaming is more commonplace than silence. No one will be alarmed by such noises coming from a treatment room. In fact, I could probably do just about anything to you in here, and no one would question it. Not that I would, of course. I only want what's best for you, dear. Now, I'm going to begin gently and slowly, starting at the base and working my hand up to the tip and slowly back down again. Very good. There's no need for embarrassment. This is a medical procedure and I am a medical professional. Just relax and try to focus on the feeling of my hand around your shaft, allowing all the feelings of mania to surface. That's it. That's a good boy. Let all those noises out. I can see you're trying to buck up into my hand, but unfortunately the straps are quite secure, and you'll have to be satisfied with my pace. We can't allow your release too soon. Only when the frenzy has completely surfaced can we allow it to be set free. Here, I'm going to use my other hand to massage your testicles. How does that feel? My soft fingers gently rubbing your scrotum, cupping your testicles, squeezing softly. Good. This is where we need your agitation to gather. Try to focus on pushing all your excess energy into your testicles, Yes. Good. I'm going to stroke you a bit faster now. That's it. Give in to the feelings. Let everything go. Concentrate on my hand. Would it help if I stroked you a bit more firmly? Yes, there we go. That seems to have done the trick. Please? Please what, dear boy? More? I can see your member twitching as I move faster. That's good. You're doing so well. You're going to what? Oh, no, we can't have that. I'll just stop for a moment. Shh, it's all right. Everything will be all right. We just have to take a moment to let you back away from the edge. We must be sure everything is in order before we take that final leap. That's it. Just breathe. Deep breaths. Good. I'm going to begin stroking you again. There we go. I'm not sure whether I should record your noises as whimpers or moans. Perhaps both. I'm going to roll your testicles in my hand. How does that feel? Does it seem to be helping you focus your excitement? That's all right. You don't need to answer. I understand you're quite overwhelmed. Let's see if we can find the right pace. A little faster? Maybe a bit more firmness as I reach the tip? If your hands were free, I would ask you to demonstrate how you pleasure yourself so that I could mimic the movements. That seems the most efficient way. But I'm afraid I can't trust that you would stop when asked. There we go. That seems to be the correct pressure. It's interesting to see how your breathing stutters with every stroke. I'm going to stroke you quite quickly now. So take a deep breath and focus all that agitation toward my fingers. Do you feel them pressing gently into the crease between and behind your testicles? I'll only be gentle. Don't worry. That's it. Step right to that edge for me again. Feel the pleasure and the excitement coursing through your body, racing towards your testicles, eager for release. Let the feelings overwhelm you. Let your mind go blank. Let your physical being do what comes naturally. We must stop again, I'm afraid. That was too close. Oh, I know. I do understand how frustrating this must be for you. But you're being such a good boy. Such a brave patient. I'm so proud of you. Deep breaths. That's it. In. And out. In. And out. There we go. I'm going to start back up now, with the same pressure and pace as we ended with. I know. You must be so sensitive. It's all right to whimper. No, I can't stop. I won't stop, not until you're cured. I took an oath as a nurse, and I intend to do everything in my power to keep it. Don't waste your breath begging me to stop, darling. I have quite a strong constitution from the years of working here. Begging does nothing to sway me. Breathe deeply. And focus on the feeling of my hand working over your shaft. Hone in on that feeling. Let your attention narrow down to a pinprick until all you can think about is releasing your seed over my skin. The feeling of pleasure that would radiate from your core to every nerve of your body. There we go. You're at the edge, aren't you? Peering into that alluring abyss. Ready to fall in. No, not yet. So close that time, weren't you? If I hadn't stopped when I did, you would have tumbled right over. It's all right. I'm here to catch you before you fall. Now, I'm going to do another scan of your body, just to see if all the agitation has gathered. If it has, we'll resume manual stimulation and complete the treatment. I'm just going to run my fingers over your thighs again. Ah, such shuddery breaths. And your chest. And your face. My, how warm you are. Nearly as warm as that first night you came in. I'm sorry, but it seems your body is quite stubborn. There is still so much agitation within you, not centered in the correct area. Shh, shh, shh. Let me stroke your hair for a moment. It will be all right. You're doing so, so well. Shh, that's it. Turn your face into my hand. It's all right. I'm going to try something a bit radical. I'm going to stimulate your member with my mouth. I need you to trust me. I want this treatment to succeed as much as you do, so I'm willing to do whatever it takes. After all, we can't have a fulfilling life together while you're still in this asylum, can we? What kind of relationship would that be? No, you must be cured so that you can be released. Only then can we begin to build a life together. Only then can we truly be together as we're destined to be. Again, you must let yourself yield to the feelings. Give yourself over to the pleasure. That's it. That's a good boy. How does it feel? My soft, wet mouth around your hard shaft. Does it feel better if I focus on the head like this? Licking and sucking gently at the frenulum. Or, if I pull as much of you in as I can, letting you fill my mouth to capacity. Interesting. Yes, that's it. Relinquish control. Let your body take over. If you have any thoughts remaining, let them only be of the slick feel of my tongue against your member. The deep wetness of my mouth encompassing you. The gentle nudge of my throat as I let you sink deeper. I can feel you twitching. How interesting to feel it against my tongue rather than my fingers. I won't stop. I feel this method is working quite nicely. But I can't be sure you're ready just yet. So I'm going to wrap my hand firmly around the base of your member to inhibit your release. Ah, you have words left in you yet. Filthy words, but words. I thought by this point you'd be reduced to sounds. Intriguing. I'm going to move my mouth to your testicles, all right? I want to encourage all of your tempers to move there. And the success of this method makes me believe my mouth will motivate that to happen. That's it. Good boy. That's my good boy. I'm very optimistic now. I'm just going to do another scan. We'll start with your scalp this time. I'll just brush your hair out of your eyes. There we are. You're doing so well. It's all right. It's going to be all right. You're taking this so well. And down your neck. Just running my fingertips over your skin, down to your chest, just breathe, and your abdomen. Oh dear. I really had hoped we'd made more progress than this. We're going to have to move to a more extreme method of treatment, I'm afraid. Don't be frightened. It won't hurt. I'm just going to... Here we are. And the wires. Now, I need you to be very still as I attach these electrodes to your member. I don't want to pinch any skin. No, it won't hurt, darling. Just relax and trust me, all right? The sooner we complete this, the sooner you'll be able to return to the world. A cured man with a doting woman at his side. Good job. Here. And here. And here. There. Now, I'm going to attach the wires. And we'll begin. I'll start the electrical output at the lowest setting. See? It's barely a tickle. Hardly a reaction. Now, I'm going to turn it up a bit. Ah, more of a reaction that time. How does it feel? Interesting. Relax into it. Just let the feelings course through you. There you go. Deep breaths. And a bit higher. Your body seems to be responding well to this level. Patient's member is beginning to steadily produce pre-ejaculatory fluid. Patient's body is quite tense, but their vocalizations indicate the feelings induced by the electrical current are pleasurable. How does this setting feel? Interesting. I'm wary of turning it up any higher, since this seems to be keeping you right at the edge of release. You mustn't ejaculate yet, or the entire process will be ruined, and we'll have to start over. I know. I know how desperate you must be at this point. I'm not immune to your need. I know it's not very professional of me, but we'll be together officially soon enough. Let me soothe you with kisses, my darling. That's it. That's my good boy. Working so hard to get well for me so we can be together. There we are. Let me just pet your hair for a bit. That's it. Just breathe. We're nearly there. Nearly done. You're doing so well for me. Is that a bit better? Good. I feel I know what I would find if I did another scan, so I'm just going to move on to the final method. We've made so much progress, and you should be proud of yourself for enduring so much. I'm going to turn the electrical current down just a bit, since I'll be manually stimulating you, and I don't want to over-stimulate you. No, I won't be stimulating your member again. The electrodes are doing a fine job of that. I'm just going to adjust the straps on your legs here. And bend your knees. That's it. Feet flat on the table for me. I'm going to pour a bit of lubrication onto my fingers. Now, this may feel a bit strange, but I want you to breathe as steadily as you can and try to relax. I'm going to start here. I know, it's all right. It's just the tip of my finger rubbing the lubrication against your entrance. I'm going to be very gentle. That's it. Just relax against my finger. That's a good boy. I'm going to start pressing one finger into you. Breathe. That's it. Wonderful job. That's it. Nice and slow. I'm pressing in a little at a time. I want you to breathe for me. Just relax. Open yourself up for me. That's it. There we go. I'm just going to move my finger in and out, slowly and gently. Good job. I can feel you relaxing around me. Good boy. Now, I'm going to press in more deeply. It won't hurt. In fact, when I find the right spot, there we are. I'm just going to gently but firmly massage your prostate. That's it. Submit to the feelings. Let them wash over you, course through you. I know how desperate you are for release, but I must be sure. Not yet. A little longer. Stay on that edge for me. I know you're incapable of words at the moment, but I understand you, my darling. I know what you're begging for with your whimpers, and I promise you will have it soon. For now, focus on the feeling of my finger inside you, stimulating one of your most sensitive spots. The electricity stimulating your shaft as I rub you. That's it. That's my good boy. Such a good boy for holding on for me. Such a wonderful, perfect, amazing boy. Just grazing my fingers over your testicles, I can feel how swollen and heavy they are. They must be excruciatingly sensitive. You've done so well. You've done exactly as I asked, and I'm so pleased. You're ready, darling. You may have your release. That's it. That's it. Let it all go. Let everything inside pour out of you. Oh, my good boy. There's so much. Keep going. Let every drop spill out of you. Let all that excitement drain away. Perfect. So perfect. Such a large amount. Such good work. Deep breaths. That's it. I'm going to remove my finger. There we go. Remove my gloves. Turn off the electricity and remove the electrodes. That's it. Just relax. I'm just going to do a final check and gently stroke your member. Oh, dear. Oh, no. I had such high hopes. We put in so much work. I'm sorry, pet. It seems your body is still full of excitement. But as a medical practitioner, I understand that sometimes treatments must be repeated until progress is made. Shh, shh, shh. I'm just wrapping my hand around your shaft again. I know how sensitive it is. No, I won't stop. This is the best way to proceed. We've worked out a good deal of your tempers, but we must fully exhaust your body. Shh, shh, I know. But we must do this. Your body is spasming so fiercely. It only reinforces the fact that there is still far too much excitement coursing through you. Your fluid makes stroking you much easier than before. Letting my hand work smoothly up and down. If I rub my thumb over the slit, you make such interesting noises. And if I rub here, or here, wonderful. I'll have so many notes to write this evening. Does pressure matter at this point? Let's see. A little more firmly. Or perhaps barely grazing your skin with the circle of my fist. That's enough then. After post-ejaculatory stimulation, patient is unable to speak. Still vocalizing quietly, but several attempts at speaking have been unsuccessful. Session one of treatment, complete. Come here, pet. Let me undo these straps. That's it. Just relax. I'm right here. You did so well for me, my good boy. Shh, let it out. Just let it out. I'm just going to massage your limbs. You took so much from me.
Let me just care for you now. Shh, I know. It may sting a bit at first, but we must make sure your limbs aren't lacking blood flow. That's it. Just melt into my touch. I'm just going to rub your shoulders first. That's my good boy. My wonderful patient. And run my fingers down your arms. Gently massaging. And your hands. That's it. Wrap your hand in mine, darling. And onto your legs. Starting at your thighs. Using the palm of my hand to softly rub circles into your skin, loosening the tension. And to your knee, squeezing gently. And to your calves, using my thumbs to work out any leftover stress. You can relax your legs, pet. Let them rest on the table. That's it. Now, I'm going to come back up and stroke your hair. There we go. That's my boy. Nearly ready to fall asleep in my arms, aren't you? That's all right. You've earned your rest. You'll need it for the next session.